This is the third sermon on our mission. So 20 years ago, I started praying. I was a pastor in Minnesota. I started praying to get, I needed focus, I needed direction, and I said to God, you just got to give it to me. 2 years went by, I didn't hear anything. I heard stuff, but I didn't hear what I needed to hear. Then 18 years ago, I was walking across the parking lot in Dillon, Colorado. I had been at a preaching seminar with my buddy Rick, who was also a pastor. We came out of seminary the same year. He later would become a bishop, and this last year, he retired. So I don't talk to him anymore. Anyway, we were walking across the parking lot, and I had an experience that I've only had one other time than that was I felt that God literally talked to me. And what God said was, make disciples and make a difference. And I'll go to my grave believing that was, I experienced something that I only experienced one other time. Anyway, so that was the parts of the mission. Then I come here 16 years ago, and I told you this last week, I was coming in to do my first sermon. I was walking across Fellowship Hall. I pushed open the door. The second time I had God speak to me, he hasn't spoken to me like that since. He does speak to me. I don't want you to think he doesn't speak to me, but not since. And that time he said, celebrate grace. So that's where this mission comes from. I'm fixated on it. I don't think I'll ever go away from it. So the third one is make a difference. And that happened 18 years ago. You know, I immediately went to the Bible to find a verse because I figured, you know, God would give me a verse. No, it's not in the Bible. Make a difference? Nowhere. Nowhere in the Bible. The idea is there, but not any kind of a verse. So then if you don't have that, then you gotta go with common sense. So, you know, you start saying, okay, what does it mean to make a difference? What does it mean to make a difference? Well, the first thing you have to do, I think, is you have to determine between good and evil. Because there's good differences and there's evil differences. And so in order to do good for God or make a good difference, you gotta know the difference between those two. Well, there is a verse for that. In Malachi, Prophet Malachi says, then once more you shall see the difference between righteous and the wicked, between the one who serves God and the one who does not serve him. I absolutely believe, and you can disagree, that's fine, that it is essential in order to truly know the difference between good and evil is to be in a relationship with God. Otherwise, it is too easy to rationalize and do things differently. And I think we live in a world that has lost sight of what is good and what is evil. I just do. God wants us to make a good difference in life. He wants that. I'm completely convinced of that. We are to bring goodness and light and taste. He calls us salt. We're supposed to bring goodness and light and taste and love and hope into the world. We are to make a good difference. We are to bring the good news. That's why I picked Ephesians. For we are what he has made us, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand to be our way of life. That's it. We're supposed to be good work. We're supposed to do good works. All the time, to make a difference, a good difference, all the time. First let me ask this. Anybody in here ever made a good difference in anybody else's life? Please raise your hand. You know, you did pretty well. You're still being humble, though. I like that. You're not letting it get past your eyeball. So in the back, I can't tell if you've got your hands raised or not. How many have made at least once in your life a good difference to another human being? Oh, yes. Okay. Now, how many of you may have made a bad difference in somebody's life? Yeah. We know how to do that. So, we're humble about the other one. But yeah, we know how to do that. And I think we have a relationship with God. If we have God in our life, it helps not make so many bad decisions. We need the commandments. We need the law of love. We need to know that we need to love God with our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and our neighbor as ourselves. When we murder, steal, commit adultery, cheat, don't keep the Sabbath, don't honor parents, have other gods before us, covet, when we do those things, we make a bad difference. And I'm just astounded that there's even Christians that want to do away with the Ten Commandments. Give me a break. How are we going to make a good difference if we don't know the difference between good and bad? So, all right. We are to be making a good difference. Let me give you an example of a moment in my life where there was an astounding good difference made. Back in the fifth grade, I was sitting at a table, and first name was Paul. He had gotten glasses, and kids were kind of making fun of him, and, four eyes, whatever. And I'm sitting there looking at him, and I, for whatever reason, I said, "Can I see your glasses?" And he handed them over, and I put them on, and I looked up, and suddenly I could see everything crystal clear. I could see the bulletin board. I turned, the bulletin board was here. I turned and I looked at the blackboard. I could see everything that was written on it. Then I'd do this, disappeared. Then I'd go like this, I could see it, disappeared. I was astounded. I did not know that I couldn't see. I went home that night, said, "Mom, I got to get my eyes tested because I can't see." "Oh, you can see." "No, I can't. I can't see. I tried on glasses." So, had my eyes checked. Lo and behold, I couldn't see. About a month later, I get glasses. I walk from the school down to the optometrist shop. I think it was 20 miles. I think it was about a mile. Anyway, I walked down, got to the optometrist, and I got the glasses on, and then it was a mile home. It was one of the most remarkable walks of my life. I could see everything. I could see that there were leaves on trees. I could see how many people were in the cars. I could see flowers. I could see birds. I kept walking. It was the most thrilling thing. Yesterday, my wife Julie was at the 3 o'clock, and we got home, and she said, "That happened to Alex, my middle son. Bless his heart, he inherited my eyes. The other boys got Julie's eyes, which are 20/20. But Alex," she said, "he did the same thing you did, only he was in fourth grade. We were driving back from Tucson. He had the new glasses. He just kept saying, 'I can see. I can look at that. Look at that. Look at that.'" Okay. It made such a big difference. Wouldn't it be remarkable if you and I, when we're making a good difference in people's lives, we can do something that makes that much of a difference? Now, before you say, "Well, that's something." Well, just think of that kid in the fifth grade. All he did was hand me his glasses. Now, of course, you'll say, "Well," and I know it too, "I would have begun to walk into walls. I would have finally had my eyes checked and whatever." But that little kindness of his got me the glasses immediately. Making a good difference makes a huge difference in the world. Now, before this next little part, there's an order that we have to follow, I think. If we just try to make a difference without God, without Jesus, we can. People can make a good difference without God or Jesus. They can. But when we put that in front of it, it just multiplies. People who worship not only give money to churches, they give money to secular things. We who worship give 20% more than people who don't go to church or have any belief. Whenever we put it in the right order, everything magnifies and grows. So the first thing is we say, okay, we have this relationship with God. We come in contact with God. We hear God's voice, whatever it is, God's love, God's grace. Then we decide to follow Jesus, or Jesus says, "You follow me," however we want to work that. then we make a difference. If we try to do it in a different way, then it can just become a look at me or self-aggrandizement or whatever. I'm now going to do a good deed. Look at me. I'm going to post it so that you all know that I'm going to do a good deed. Here is me doing a good deed. If you like this, be sure to, and all of that stuff. Jesus said the same thing. Jesus said to his disciples one day, there was a guy making a big deal out of giving at the temple. Stopping and throwing stuff in. And Jesus says, don't ever do that. Don't ever do that. Don't ever do that. Just be quiet about it. That's why I picked this verse. You know, the first one is, we are to do good works. But the other one, 8 and 9 of Ephesians, says this, for by grace you have been saved through faith. This is not your own doing. It is a gift of God, not the results of works, so that no one may boast. It means that God comes first. When grace comes, it frees us. And here's the other thing. This is we can't forgive this, forget this. We don't do the good things, the good differences to get something. Some people do, but we don't. We do the things because we have gotten something already. There's an order to this. When I got those glasses, it was profound. Everything changed for me. I got better at a whole bunch of things. Do you realize you can become better at sports if you can actually see the ball come at you? You can become a better batter. You can become basketball. All of those things. Hunting. You can actually see the bird. You just don't have to shoot into space. Anyway, so once I began to see, I never wanted to go back. And once we begin to make a difference, we never want to go back. We always want to be making a good difference. Jesus said this to the disciples, and he said, do you see? Can you see? Can you see? Don't be a blind fool. Don't be a blind guide. And he didn't need to see trees. He wanted to see God. In Romans, I was going to have us read this. I didn't, but Romans 12, 1 to 2. This is also about making a good difference. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, so that you may discern the will of God, what is good, acceptable, and perfect. I think we got a real struggle in our culture to try to figure out what is good and acceptable and perfect. I'll say that again. This is not a political thing. This is a culture thing. We are having difficulty understanding what is good, acceptable, and perfect in behavior, in speech, in how we handle all kinds of things. Well, who's going to help us with that? God. We have to go back to God. Because if we know what is good, acceptable, and perfect, we can copy it, imitate it, and we can then make a good difference. Because sometimes we think we're making a good difference, and we're not. We are not. So we have to have wisdom about that. Okay, two more things. The first is this. I couldn't skip this one. The first one is, God helps us make a good difference. He helps us make a good difference. It doesn't happen here that often. Anyway, in order, God will help us with his Holy Spirit. He helps us, the advocate, he helps us, the counselor, the Holy Spirit. But listen to this carefully. He doesn't make us. He doesn't make us make a good difference. He doesn't make us love. We have to get off the chair ourselves to do that. He will help us, encourage us, hold out a hand to us, but he will not make us. I think Luther was wrong on that. He will not make us. But he will give us every encouragement and everything to be able to do it. Now, here's the last thing. Last thing is that when we make a good difference in somebody's life, it is a holy thing. It's called ministry. Ministry? Are you kidding me? No, I'm not. It's ministry. Ministry is when we are doing a good difference. I used to call my buddy Rick before he retired and I got mad at him. I'd call him up and, you know, he had a parish in Minnesota, then he had one in Wisconsin. I said, "What are you doing, Rick?" And he said, "Ministry! Doing ministry!" Well, I knew that half the time he was sitting in a boat fishing or goofing off. But it was our joke. Then he'd say to me, "What are you doing?" I said, "I'm doing ministry." Now, we were. We do ministry, all of us. Let me give you an example. I was talking to Julie yesterday. She teaches kindergarten up at Continental. It's been an interesting year. You know, there's a little bit of struggles. Well, anyway, she starts telling me about one of the things she did, and I didn't know this. She says, "I welcome the kids every morning." I said, "What do you mean?" I sit down on a chair. Nobody can come into my room until they come up, they line up, and they come to me, and I hold out my hand, and they have to look me in the eye. And I hold their hand, and they shake it, and I say, "Welcome. I'm glad you're here." She says, "I have one little girl who, since the very beginning, puts out her hand to me and says, 'Good morning, sunshine.'" She says that to you? Yep, every time. And then they'll reach out and they'll say, "I have different shoes," or "My dad's coming home." She says, "It's wonderful." Now, there's some people that struggle with it. I said, "Well, does any of them want to hug you?" And she says, "Yeah." She says, "You know, and every teacher knows, that there's always kids in a class who are desperate for attention, who are absolutely desperate for human contact touch. So from the very beginning, I've had some of the kids who they walk up to me and they just walk into my arms." I said, "You know what you're doing, don't you?" She said, "What?" "Ministry." That's ministry. I'm going to guess that there'll be one of those kids who will say, "I remember her," when they're our age. We are all about ministry. Every single thing we do. I've done lots of jobs in my life. I've been a cab driver, a construction worker, a house painter, a janitor, a teacher, a car salesman, a career counselor, a youth pastor, a pastoral counselor, senior pastor, associate pastor. I've been a caddy, a dishwasher, a grocery store stock boy, and a male model. Do you know what's so awful about that? Gets a huge laugh from you like it could never happen. I just threw it in, you know, I haven't done that. And in every single place, every single job, I was doing ministry. When I was selling cars, after about 2-3 months, they called me the preacher. I've been called the pastor, the Christian. We do ministry. How many of you do ministry every week? Get those hands in the air. Because if you make a good difference, that is what you are doing. Martin Luther called it the priesthood of all believers. He said, everybody does ministry. Every one of us can make a good difference. So we can make a good difference with our words or with our listening or with our actions, our forgiveness, our kindness, our attention, our focus, our touch, our money, our treasure, our talents, our music. We can make a difference in a billion ways. But God wants us to do it. He wants us to do good works. So the assignment for this week, you want to try to guess what it would be? The assignment this week is at least once every day, make a good difference in another human being's life. In Jesus' name. Amen.